Oh, after the frosty nipples comes the soggy tits.
It was cold, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Jesus.
Kills off a lot of the pest species.
I was
so cold.
Apart
from the Dundee junkie, they don't die.
The snow, the ice.
Oh.
It was properly chilly.
Fucking slipping about on it.
And with me being under the weather, I just couldn't. It was your core was cold.
Your core.
And I just couldn't get
your core's full of just.
My core's almost on the outside.
Stuffing, you know what I mean?
It's so
bad. You know
bad.
When somebody builds a house and they've got a bit of cavity to fill and they just throw in rubble?
I am the cavity.
You are that cavity. When I was coming today, I saw it's like Kong versus Godzilla.
Okay.
It was a white van driver versus a taxi driver.
Oh, no.
And they'd cut each other off or something and they were beep, 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 beep. And it was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They were right up the back. The guy wound his window down. He had a hammer and he's like, fuck out of here, you cunt.
Hammer.
I thought, Christ, this is going to go good. But they were away down the Lockheed Road. Battling it like Spartacus.
Nonsense.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Two of the dangers of the road, the white van driver and the taxi driver.
Do
any taxi drivers listen to us?
No.
No.
Taxi drivers, there's not a...
Taxi
a,
driver,
a
think of it this way, mate. You go on holiday.
Yes.
You get a taxi to the station.
Uh-huh.
Taxi driver goes, going anywhere nice? You go, oh, I'm away to Uzbekistan for 3 months.
Okay.
They know your house is empty for 3 months.
That's a good point.
They just write that in a fag packet. You're going to break in your house.
Oh, it's not good. It's not good. Mm. So, before we get started.
This is almost 8th, 9th, and 10th, mate.
Oh,
there's
tonight.
There's anticipation.
Tonight.
It's dripping. This is the 8th.
Tonight, it starts with Butler Fest starts.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it starts with Geostorm.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, Angel Has Fallen. And then
Dracula
on Sunday,
2000.
Dracula 2000. What a weekend.
What would you say is the most Jerry of the films? Jerry Optimus. Jerry.
I would say Angel Has Fallen because he's pecking a lot in that.
I think that's the most Jerry-ish of the films. Yeah, you're right.
He's hungry all the way through it.
He's not playing a scientist in the second one.
No.
And he's not. Do you think Jerry convinces as an eternal creature of pure darkness?
Well, I was convinced in that film, so I'll have to say yes.
Yeah, okay.
Text messages.
Oh, here we go.
Let's get straight in.
More than one today?
This was from Tuesday.
Just an amalgam.
All righty, Derek and Goron, my favourite waffle merchants. Is Dom here, son of Dodd and brother to the infamous Art Goblin Holly? God, he's had a rough time. The whole lot of them.
They live in a teepee made of human flesh, I'm led to believe.
Well, everyone knows them.
I know.
Their neighbours love them.
Aye.
Just wanted to say thanks for the unending brain rot. And we'd love to come in up and visit the studio sometime. Say hi. Listen, come up. Just
more
give
than
us a
welcome.
Shout.
More
come
than
up.
Welcome.
Make you a cup of tea and everything. You just come up.
We'll even get some sweeteners.
Ooh, is that a hand job?
That's a hand job.
Could you please give a big congratulations to my partner? Or what does that say? What's that word? What's that?
Is it Aurora?
It doesn't say Aurora. It says
Aurora. It's Aurora.
Who had her graduation yesterday.
Oh,
that was on Monday at Glasgow Uni. Oh, not the best uni.
I'm an old boy of Glasgow University.
I've made my point. Take it easy and lots of love. Dom, thank you. And listen, you and your better half and whoever, just you're welcome to come up to visit.
Yes.
Not a problem. That's and congratulations.
We like the educated people here. We like the educated.
We do. Now let's get back, see who else is here. Okay.
You're making a right hash of this.
What's going on?
You're
Everyone's...
already late today. This is starting at 10:30.
Can I just say something? Uh-huh. Wait, it's all going wrong. Okay, here we are.
Aye.
I have been here since 9 o'clock.
I did message to say I was running late.
Anyway, it's now 10:40. So, Chris Shadwins.
This will make you laugh. I was just out there just killing time just to make it worse for you.
I can believe that.
I was just sitting there picking at my arsehole.
Butler Fest,
Who's this from?
This is Chris Shadwins. He's very excited for it.
Too excited, one would say.
It's not good. Okay. We've got, where is he? We've got Mark Devlin.
Okay, here we go.
'Tis the season, so what is Balding Dundonian's favourite Christmas carol? O Come Over Ye Faithful.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Why does a duck have feathers? To cover its butt quack. He's bought a book.
He's
bought a book.
He actually, no, he's had a book for months. You know the ha-ha.
He's finally using it.
You know the ha-ha bonk book. Did you never get that?
No,
at Christmas?
I didn't get that.
You know the ha-ha bonk
No,
book.
I don't.
And what goes ha-ha bonk?
What's that?
A man laughing his head off.
Oh, no.
That was a joke. That was
hurts
a column.
Me. That hurts.
It was painful.
That's not good.
We used to get Christmas books for relatives because my brother and I are big readers. And you'd start off the kids' books, but then famously you got the Haunted House pop-up book. You ever seen the Haunted
no.
House pop-up? If anybody gets a chance, if you've got children, buy them the Haunted Mansion. It's the fucking greatest pop-up book you've ever seen.
I have a feeling that the books that I got aren't books, like
no,
the Bruins
manuals,
and Your Willy.
Yeah. But we got one called The Leprechaun's Children.
Oh.
And then we got another one, I think it's from a cousin, and they had muffs in them.
What?
Well, they thought it was like, you know, people, you get, my mum used to get sci-fi and fantasy VHS for
okay.
us to watch.
Yeah.
But she didn't realise there'd be a lot of muff in it.
Oh.
Because she thought fantasy and swords and sorcery stuff
it's
all
just
silly stuff.
Dragons or a spaceship.
It's kids,
yeah.
It's all Star Wars.
Tits
everywhere. Because she took home In the Shadow of Mount Kilimanjaro, the one with the fucking killer baboons.
That's great.
And she also brought one back, I shit you not, where people were getting impaled in bamboo spikes. It was headhunters. And me, she went to make the tea, and me and my brother are sat there like...
traumatised.
Tits, spiking. It wasn't a cannibal holocaust. I think she'd have picked up on that. But it was something very similar.
Oh my God, that's
she
wonderful.
Brought. There was one she brought home which was like, a ninja assassin or something.
Oh, good, good.
And there's a scene in it where these SAS guys, now we're children, these mm-hmm. SAS guys come into a place, gassed. Guy pulls on his kind of SAS mask with a clear visor.
Yeah.
Pulls on the visor, spews and fills the visor with his own vomit. And we're sitting there like, waiting for the garment to come, the garment suit to come through.
Sounds wonderful.
So yeah, there was the Irish Leprechaun's Children and one like, honestly... There was a full page of just this witch.
With her fanny.
With her fanny, big hairy fanny.
Oh my goodness.
That was a well-worn book.
It's casting a spell.
My brother's, I think it got so worn out, there's nothing left but the spine. And I think my brother's been haunting book charity shops ever since. Try to find it. Try to find it.
I got a book and I bought it a couple of years ago, and it was when I was a kid, and it was all classic art.
Yeah.
It was all sci-fi and all this sort of stuff. And there was a lady in it.
Oh.
And I got it again. I thought, I remember it being quite extraordinary. And I opened the page and I went, it is!
It's that, oh, it's is lovely. Is it Boris Vallejo, however his name is? Ken, he did all the Conan stuff.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
one
I
of them.
Yeah, I know you're looking
oh,
at.
Oh, my goodness.
Who was the guy? You remember Tashin used to do all the books?
Yes.
There's a Tashin.
I still have my Cicciolina one.
Cicciolina one.
Yeah.
But Tashin had his big book and it was all like robots with their muff suit.
Oh, great.
So it was robots kind of had these visors with the ear bits, but metal tits.
Oh.
Wonderful stuff.
Great stuff.
It was all the 80s was a pervy fucking lot, wasn't it?
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed that.
It was just knee deep.
Now, I need to change the tone for a second.
Oh, just serious.
A serious tone.
Oh, jeez.
Benjamin Zephaniah.
Oh, I know. It's sad, isn't it?
A couple of days ago. And you hear people famous dying all the time. You go, ah, that's sad.
He was a bright person. Bright
genuinely
a bright, a bright light in the world. A
yes.
very cool kind of dude, yeah. Lifelong, like, animal rights guy.
Yeah.
Came from very little. Left school. I think he's very bad.
Introduced me to poetry.
He didn't really write stuff down. He was all kind of like...
He was just wonderful.
I believe he left school and he couldn't pretty much read or write.
And then he was in Borstal and he had a tough start.
Came out of a tough upbringing. We know we're bitter fuckers. No bitterness to the
no,
man.
But he's
he was on,
kind
He was
and
actually on
and...
the TV. Like, I saw him on BBC TV. It must have been the morning just before his diagnosis or something.
Yeah. Only
sad.
8 weeks ago.
Sad. Oh, he was in Peaky Blinders and just
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was in that.
I not a thing I watched, but just a nice guy. I think he would have chatted away to. I think he'd have been
He brought something to the world, and when I saw that he had died, that was genuinely sad.
Yeah.
I was really saddened by that. So I just wanted to, for anyone who's never heard of him,
it's been a bit of a call towards the end of this year.
It always is, man. Yeah. Always is.
Sean McGowan's funeral's today, I think.
Oh, yeah, but he held on a long time.
When you'd asked him when he was 20, are you going to see 65? No chance. Not a chance in hell. It's surprising.
You see him in his 20s, and he's talking about they play better when they're sober, but it's more fun when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And he's so drunk, he's got the body of a 65-year-old in his 20s.
John Byrne died as well, but Sean McGowan had the face of a John Byrne painting. He just looked like a caricature. But I assume Fairy Tale at New York's going to be number one this year.
I've just been hearing nothing but that.
Not the fucking edited version.
No,
we
don't want
version.
The edited version. We want the
don't
full
be so
one.
Ridiculous. Don't just, take offence at it. Just
it's meant to be. Those words are meant to be offence. That's the whole point.
It's the point of it.
Arguing. It's
you can't have subtlety anymore.
No, just
I dislike all Christmas songs, but that is a good Christmas song. It's wonderful.
It's okay.
It's wonderful.
As soon as I hear Christmas, for
for a Christmas song. And for a Christmas song.
Even when Run DMC done their Christmas, I was
Run DMC. They did that shit with Aerosmith. I've never forgotten.
Oh, there was a lot more to Run DMC.
No,
than...
all I remember is a bit with Aerosmith. And they've got Steve fucking lip sucking fucking Tyler with his bloody touring schedule.
I think he's getting sued now for. Because he, in the 70s, got the guardianship of a very young girl.
You surprised me. But he was just the watered an American Jagger. That's all he is.
Not my kind of music.
But that's all he was. He just thought America wanted a Jagger. It's like Herman's Hermits. We want a Beatles. Can you just do a thing?
I've been feeling for our Chris Shadwins because Kiss.
He lives in America.
No, well, there's that, but Kiss done their last ever gig. Just
Kiss are
recently,
terrible, though.
But only two of them turned up.
Kiss are terrible.
They're
terrible.
But Chris loves them, so.
They're the greatest Jewish rock band in the world.
I mean.
What's his name with the tongue? My feelings in him swing.
He's such a prick.
Because sometimes he speaks and he speaks some sense, and other times he's just the worst person.
He seems to be the worst person on the planet.
But I've heard him interviewed, and he's actually talking some. He's not a stupid guy. He's
a dick.
They've made more money off their merchandise than their songs.
I believe if you want to be a Kiss cover band, you're licensed.
Okay.
So they get a lot of money from that. And
imagine being the one that's dressed like a cat.
For the best part of 60 years of your life.
And then you're wrinkling, you haven't used more makeup.
Oh, the makeup.
You need to use more on that is your nose. Can as you go older, your lugs and your nose get bigger?
They were so old.
Uh-huh.
I saw this thing where they're getting brought into the stadium or wherever they're playing, and they're all in these golf carts. But they were struggling to get in and out. And it's I just wouldn't do it anymore.
You think people have invested well. And a lot of them have not.
Yeah, because the more you make, the more you spend.
Yeah.
I was listening to...
If you're a rock star, but you live in your 70s, you've used up your
their
money
lifestyles.
For your... Like the Beatles, after their fame, their initial world... Kind of the biggest thing in the world, you could argue, they were probably. Mm-hmm. They had no money to show for it.
Yeah.
They had nothing.
I could understand that.
Made more money post-Beatles.
It was Vinnie Jones. And he was talking about living in LA or whatever it was. And he says, you know what it costs to have a house there?
Yeah.
He says, and then I've got to get clothes for this. And he started going into these lists of things that you would never think of spending money on.
If you and I, if we had a relative, the Findaskis over there.
Right.
Some eccentric millionaire, multimillionaire. And he gifted you a house that was worth millions.
You couldn't afford to live there. Yes.
And then you'd probably have to sell it. And then you'd lose most of it in tax. It's wild.
That's right.
The cost. So I quite like the notion. If you live in a massive house, you get taxed on it every year.
Right. Yeah.
That's quite nice. Because if you get a house here, your bills.
Okay.
But Vinnie Jones, is he back here again?
I don't know, because his wife died a couple of years ago. And then I think he's
You've got to hand it to that cunt, because he's utterly shite.
But he's been able to exploit his personality and
personality.
Well, do you know what I mean? What there is there.
Have you seen him as I'm the motherfucking rhino, and then he just runs through a wall.
I did see that.
It's the worst.
It wasn't very good.
It's the worst. People say superhero films used to be. Who cares? People used to say same thing. There is a rhino, isn't there?
There is a rhino.
Okay, there we go. I like Rhino for Gladiators. He's a good lad. No, they say, okay, superhero film. They've gone right off the rails. You're like, have you never watched a superhero film?
Yeah.
There's still people online who are criticising stuff. There's a guy called Critical Drinker.
Oh, God.
God, he needs to get a fucking life.
No, hold on. I'm not defending him. Not at all. But that's how you make money.
Aye. Anger.
Anger makes money.
But he'd been criticising Doctor Who, which is a show for children. Okay, yeah. It's a children's show. It always has been.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be watching Doctor Who you're allowed to watch it if you're watching it with your kids.
Agreed.
If you don't have any kids and you're sitting watching Doctor Who by yourself, have a long, hard think of yourself. But this Critical Drinker criticises it for whatever.
Yeah.
And underneath, there are reams of just men fuming about it.
Fuming about women and...
About Doctor fucking Who.
Doesn't matter.
We're needing to have a look at ourselves as a species. Men we've stopped going down the pits. All we do now is criticise movies with women in it.
It's true.
Neanderthals have sat about and just said, can all these guys think they're like alpha dog predators? Can liver king?
Yeah.
They all believe in like fucking eating raw meat and this is where, and women should, I read an article and a guy says when he goes home at night, he eats first and his wife doesn't touch her plate till he's finished.
It's
trad insane. Wife shit.
Oh.
But generally, I feel that men generally are bigger whining bitches than women are.
I am.
Yeah.
I know yeah. I am. I've got proof.
Uh-huh.
Women, I know I
women
am.
Women go on with it. Women have to give, but women have, they're on the blob.
Hold on. I've passed two kidney stones in my life. I consider that two
that's
children.
That's no childbirth.
Oh, it is.
That's not. No.
Oh,
see, that's what I mean. Only a man would say, a woman would say, God, that childbirth was terrible. And a man says, well, hold on a minute. I've passed two kidney stones.
Yep.
It was worse.
It is worse.
Did you have?
It's better because I didn't have children at the end of
it. Did you have huge, did you walk about with a giant distended belly? Did your tits fill with milk? Did you have back pain? Did you have morning sickness for 9 months and then gave birth?
Yes.
Shat and pissed yourself.
But I had it for 10 months.
I've always said this.
Yeah.
If men had fucking periods, at the end of every street in the UK would be a little booth which you could go into with a little velvet chair and nice music and a little soft flannel for your wee face.
No, here's what would happen. This is a fact.
They call them blob booths.
I'd go like this, check my new tampon, it's a ZT20. Yeah. And you'd go, you got a ZT20?
Oh,
fuck, is it good? Bit expensive. Yeah, I went,
yeah.
Worth the money,
it
man.
It wouldn't have come in a little paper thing. It would come in a metal box.
Metal box, look at that. And you'd go, I keep that box for other things.
It would have a go faster stripe down
yes.
it. And it wouldn't have the wee mouse tail. It would have like a fucking
rip
off an engine.
You could take that paracord and start a fire with it after it. That's what you get.
There'd be a machine to insert it. You wouldn't have just stick it up your fanny.
No, it's a magazine. Click, 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 click.
And you would sit, you'd sit like that. And then you'd fire it.
Ah, doof. Fucking yes,
and
man.
Doof, and it would go, doof, 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 and oh,
slam
right into the pee hole.
That's what you do. Is that how it works?
The pee hole, yeah. So blob booths.
Blob booths.
And then men would, do you think men would go into their work when they're on a period? Would they fuck?
They wouldn't go in.
They would take a week off.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is absolutely the way it should be.
Remember that film with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he had the kid? Where was that kid? Where was it growing in his belly?
Well, we're all female when we're
I have nipples. So I don't have a womb.
No, you have the space for it. It's still all there.
But what did it attach to?
Well, I think they put a womb in there.
I don't think they put a womb in.
In the film, I've never seen it.
I don't think they added a womb. Well, where did they get the womb from?
Well, you just kill someone.
Take the womb.
Get the womb. Pop it in a man and show you how.
Stitch it in.
A man will teach you how to give birth.
A couple stitches.
All right. Women.
There's a maternity unit and there's some guy and he's like, listen, girls, this is how you do it, okay?
It's, yeah, you just...
Yeah, a man would just walk off of the bairn, okay? And just...
I'd grab it by the head myself.
Slap it.
Fill it out. Slap. Could someone take this?
Oh, it's a wee lassie. For sake.
The Eternals is on. I want to shout at women on the telly.
I know. Just so angry about it.
Yeah, now I do. I'm not going to agree with anything.
But yeah,
like
right,
the
it's anger.
Drinker.
It's the anger.
It does make money, though.
Yeah, it's a way to
these
make
groups,
it.
You will
the fury,
get,
yeah. The absolute fury of everything. And then I don't give a fuck if a film does well or does badly, do you?
And it doesn't end
but
in
they,
my head.
But, they, not
but only, if I see a film and it doesn't do well, but I've enjoyed it,
yeah,
I still enjoy
if
it.
If it's a film I like, I'll tell somebody about it. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
And you're
but
usually
these
wrong.
Film, these people want these things to fail to such a degree. How yeah. does it improve their life if the Marvels failed? It's full going, it's been the worst. It's fucking done worse than any other.
You're like, the hate that's shown towards Brie Larson.
Wild, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Now, is she clunky when she's a public speaker? Yes.
Oh, she's a bit annoying.
She's
yeah.
clunky.
But most actors are.
The thing is, if I was put up there and was trying to make a point, and the points she's making are fine, but she's clunky, I would probably make a mess of it as well. Why don't we just watch an actor?
She
don't listen to their political views. Go and
she
fucking
should never
act.
Have latched herself onto that
go
Marvel
act.
Tit. She shouldn't have.
No, it wasn't right for her.
No, she's a good actress.
She's
a
proper
been doing,
actor. Yeah,
she could have been doing a lot.
It wasn't right for
that
her.
Room's fantastic.
But the money.
You can't help yourself.
The money. And here's the thing. Uh-huh. An actor's still, they're doing a job. It's called a job, so you get paid. And when they say, we're going to give you 10 times the amount of money you got
you
for
do that.
Else.
You want to do that indie film?
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. Have you seen that Furiosa?
It looks good. Well, the trailer looks good.
Apart from her having the buckle fat taken out.
Yeah, everyone's got it now. I'm going to get it soon.
The one thing, God, I'm sounding like a critical drinker. Big Thor guy. They've just put a rubber nose on him. People are like, God, you can't recognise him.
Yeah, you can't.
It's obviously him.
They've got, listen, he's ridiculously handsome.
Yeah.
He's meant to be this baddie from the future. Put a nose on him and give him a bit bigger nose. Like mine. So hold on. Aye. If you want to make a handsome guy ugly, give him my fucking nose.
Give him your features.
You fucking dick.
Have you ever seen the? Have you ever seen the Guy Ritchie's King Arthur?
I haven't seen it. And I saw the trailer and went, nah.
Biggest pile of shit you've ever seen. Okay. Honestly, it sounded like a critical drinker. But Guy Ritchie's shit. Anyway.
Yes.
Beckham shows up in it and he's got a fake nose and a scar in it.
And you know what nose he has? Fucking mine.
Fucking your nose. Well, that's funny that.
If you want to make someone ugly, put my face on them. That's essentially what you're saying.
Tonight, I'll be going home tonight and I'm going to be watching, I think it's the first Obama-produced movie.
What?
The Obamas have produced Barack and Michelle Obama.
Uh-huh.
They're tied in with Netflix, so they've made a film with Julia Roberts about the end of the world.
The end of the world.
Yeah,
that's cheery.
Ethan Hawke's in it.
I saw the poster for it.
Yeah,
today.
I love books. I've an extensive library. I've burnt one book in my entire life because I can't burn books.
Well, I think you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
It's kind
but
of best avoided.
I had an Ethan Hawke book because Ethan Hawke's written stuff,
in
his young day, and they're fucking shit.
Oh, are they?
Terrible. You can imagine. And I had this book, and it was a running joke. I wasn't going to throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go to a charity shop, so I tried to get rid of it by gifting it to people.
Okay.
And it would always come back to me. People would make sure I got it back. I'd send it away to friends. And
Was it that bad? That's kind of wonderful.
And then I had it for years, and I kept it away from all my other books because I thought it would pollute all my other books with his Ethan Hawkness. And I eventually used it to light a barbecue.
Oh, that's terrible. You don't
it
burn
it. It was so bad.
You should keep it, though.
No, I just got rid of it.
Well, the thing is, we were going to write a book this year.
Oh,
we were, but we built a studio instead and spent all the money on this.
This, yeah.
Because despite this being quite small...
It's still standard.
It was rather expensive.
Still standing,
because
man.
Wood is...
Still standing.
It's still standing. And that's despite you piling shit on it.
I
made
so
one deal with you.
Nothing's bowing. Can you see any bowing?
I said to you, nothing goes on the top.
Can you see bowing?
Yeah, but the boards are not set for anything going on it. And you've just piled shit on it.
Oh, it's fine.
Jesus.
Honestly, there's no way. It's like a feather up there.
But anyway, we spent all the money on this, but I still
think... What about the anvil I put up there?
Probably not great.
Oh, shit.
Maybe we should think about doing a book for next year.
No, let's not.
Why? You know?
I know, it just sounds awful.
You're writing. You've done tons of writing.
Yeah.
I've got poems. You do poems.
Oh, no.
I do poems.
I don't think guys get benefit of the world any.
What?
I guess in the current state of the world, I don't think the world can support
do
it.
Do a book.
The world is the roof, and a book we would write would be the last. It would be the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. I watched Killdozer last night.
Killdozer.
Love Killdozer.
Is it good?
Love Killdozer. I also watched a film. It's the most expensive Japanese film made up to its point. It's in 1982. I think it's called Virus. Give it a go, guys. Give it a go. Oh, it's the Japanese have just got all these like stars in it, and it's fucking wonderful. It's just wonderful. Oh. It's there in a submarine, and it's I love it.
I'll give that a go.
It's about 2.5 hours long.
So we're going to continue. This is a year in review.
Oh, okay,
part two.
God, what a year it's been.
No bad stories. I had a sad story there, but that was just to recognise a great man.
Do you remember when Martin Lewis, there was a newscaster, a news broadcaster.
Sims Martin Lewis, sounds like that.
And years ago, he thought to himself, this news is so fucking depressing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do good news.
Oh no, I'm not doing this.
And he only got 2 episodes.
I'm not doing this.
Nobody's interested.
I'm not doing news.
That's why the critical drinker makes his money.
That's right.
But animosity, hatred.
I'm not doing news on things that we are not qualified to talk about.
We can't speak about anything then.
No, we can. We could talk about freediver David Venke completes a record dive 52 metres below ice without a wetsuit.
These people get my tits.
52 metres.
Who cares?
They hold your breath.
Who cares?
You're constantly causing brain damage.
Who cares?
They say they aren't, but watch an interview with a freediver. It's unbelievable.
Would you not get the bends?
No.
We damage your lungs. You must have big lungs.
I think 11 minutes they can do. But after six minutes, you're fucking
you can't just hold your breath, though, because you're always having to let out air, are you?
Yes. Because the build-up of the gas in it, you've got to keep letting that out. It's a very difficult thing.
I would assume that they kind of get some kind of godly feeling. It'll mess with their mind. They'll see stuff.
Brain damage.
Yeah.
Brain damage.
And what's the benefit to anything?
Well,
people who go very, very deep and people who go very, very high, both cocks, idiots.
Why?
It's a point.
But that's what they've done is these people, they find a direction and it doesn't matter what the reason is or why they do it. It's they get in there.
There was a swimmer, I think they've made a film about her with Annette Bening.
Okay.
And she swam. She was an old lady and she thought, I'm going to swim. Because everybody, there's a thing now where people just walk.
Okay.
And in the UK at the minute, you'll just run over people everywhere walking for some charitable cause.
Okay.
But there's hundreds of them. There's a woman walking about towing a big horse. Have you seen that woman?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Well, anyway, this woman swam. Some in Nada or something her name was, I'm not sure. But I think people have questioned whether it was real or not.
Oh, right.
They're like that. I'm not quite sure she actually did it. If you get a chance, there was a yacht race and a kind of keen amateur guy decided to take part in this yacht race. But he was garbage, but he faked all his information.
Yes, I've seen
that.
And
then he ended
up... I was watching a thing the other day, the woman that won the Boston Marathon.
Well, she just...
And she just came in the last mile and went, "Ooh, that was hard." That was good. Who's that?
I've got a wee bit cramp in my leg.
And she was indignant when people called her a liar.
I love people like that.
When you said horse, it reminded me of something. When I worked for a car rental firm, they had the storage units.
With a horse in it?
Well, up at Rose Angle. It's gone now. It's all flats.
Okay.
One day I went in. There was 3 levels. I went down the next level, opened the last one. And there was a horse, full size, just standing looking at me. Now, it was a dummy horse.
A horse full size as opposed to...
Well...
Yeah,
it was big.
Okay.
And it was just facing at me. Now, in different situations, I find flight, fight, freeze. I fuck off or I freeze.
Oh, you bet you fucked all over.
Out of nowhere, I punched it in the nose. I watched my hand hit it
like
in the face.
Like a fiberglass horse.
Yeah. And I went like that. And I saw my hand go smack. And the only time I've ever had the fight response
when your
was with
jumped
a fiberglass.
Because people don't realise when you go home, your mum can Bert Kwok.
Yeah.
In the Pink Panther films.
No, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, I can imagine.
Every time.
Nunchucks.
Open the door and there's no sound and I know what it means and you're like, fucker.
Shit, she's
so you've got to look around the house for her.
She can hang off the ceiling and shit. Yeah.
And then what happened I started doing it in my house. So she'd come in, I'd hide. Right?
But you,
but one day,
even sitting there, you're making noise.
She lost her fucking mind. And she went, right, I'm going to kick the fuck out of you. Oh. So she started chasing me around the kitchen table. Now, the kitchen table's in the middle of the room. And I discovered I can't run anti-clockwise.
Oh, okay.
Three turns, I spewed.
She's like, anytime I see her, can that famous bit of Bjork in the airport?
Yeah.
She's always on the cusp of attacking people.
Fucking hell. Right, a wee joke about her being stabby. Now, it was only once.
Susie, you know how Susan defends herself? Because Susan's mass.
Yeah.
She just absorbs you.
Okay.
She's like that foam they use in riots. Can when they just spray a foam, it sets.
Yeah. Understand.
It's like that.
But my girlfriend. So she chases me three times around it, and I start laughing.
Oh, well, it's not a good
And then
thing.
I felt the boiling in my chest, and I just spewed.
You don't laugh at a tiger, do you?
And, well, that's a good point. But I thought my girlfriend's going, I'm spewing. What's she going to do? I looked back.
Did she eat it?
Crying with laughter. Crying.
By the two, you rolled up. Can Frankenstein with Robert De Niro?
I was just watching something about that last night.
Yeah, it's funny that.
Strange.
Can the most erotic scene in cinema? It's where he takes him out the tank and it's the amniotic fluid.
And he's all gooey.
And he's gooey.
And his top's off.
And fucking Poirot's all ginger hair.
Yeah.
And
he's
rolling about.
I was watching it.
Funny old scene.
I was watching a documentary about it last night.
If anybody ever says to you, Robert De Niro, the greatest American actor, just show them that scene.
Show them that.
Fuck. And then after that, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, he was fine in that.
See how he had a personal assistant. She said he was rude to her and stuff, and mm-hmm. they're both suing each other, and she just ended up. Kind of much he was paying her per year.
How much?
£350,000
to be a PA.
To be like his PA.
Good money. Good money.
I'd put up with some grumps for that. Would
you?
Yeah,
you have a bad day. Fuck.
Ken, that's not exploitative.
That's a lot.
£350,000 a year.
In the film, they missed a bit though.
Aye.
Because he makes Bride of Frankenstein.
Is that a what's her name?
Yeah.
That looks like a monkey.
Yeah.
Married to Tim Helena
Bonham Carter.
Bonham Carter.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's in the middle between them. And he goes, I want this woman. And he goes, no, you can't have her. So they start pulling. Her head should have fell off, but it didn't. She set herself on fire. But they should have just ripped her apart.
Have you seen Tim Burton's now going with Monica Bellucci?
This is... The world's a strange place.
And when he takes her out, he just looks at her like she's a creature, like a thing. He's a fucked up little toad of a man.
Well, the thing is, what that says, right? If he can get Monica Bellucci, there's a chance for all of us.
Well,
there really is.
Yeah.
There is a chance.
Yeah.
Because...
It's like a...
You can sort of smell him by looking at him.
But would you want Rita Ora?
No, I would not.
Because that's not been good for him. His personality's not done well.
He's on a sort of fix at the moment because he's kind of rejected Hollywood
now. He's become very cuntish.
And I think he's realised that and he's pulled back quite a bit.
It's been not good for him.
Yeah.
But if he's not in Hollywood, Rita Ora will ditch him. She's not wanting to Brie Larson it in like independent movies. She quite likes getting invited to the stuff.
To the big stuff. That's all she does is go to parties.
There was a hang on this morning and it was Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chanel. I don't own any Chanel. But Chanel have decided to launch something in Manchester.
Oh.
So they were like inviting the greatest and the best.
It's like Versace Dundee.
Yeah. I wish they would. I'd be bold. But they were talking though like that. Oh yeah, I can do, yeah, but Manchester, it's like that. When fashion do anything, the greatest satire on fashion is that fucking thing when they were blue stealing it.
Yeah,
Zoolander.
Because it's accurate.
Because Zoolander's like it. It's what it's like.
I was at New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you walked into Zoolander.
Yeah.
It was like I thought people were joking.
Did people like dress like they're homeless?
Yeah.
That's what they do. So they had all these people. Hugh Grant was there with his missus. They were calling him an A-lister. Hugh Grant's not an A-lister.
No.
There we go. He's an Oompa Loompa and he's complaining about it. But they had some rappers. I've never heard of these guys. Guys in big puffer jackets with Chanel. But then the worst thing, Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher's cunty wee children.
Oh, no.
And their little cunts with eyebrows. And you're like that. That's disgusting. Like, Noel and Liam Gallagher grew up ordinary guys.
They did. They were.
And they've produced these little shits who...
But how could you avoid that?
by not letting them do any of that shit.
I know. But
not letting them do any of that shit. You're, say, right, guys.
Your parents are drug addicts. And
no, you say, I'll make sure you've got good, you're going to be going to university, you stick in at school, everything's fine, you'll get the benefits. But if I see you at any fucking events, you're cut off from the will.
No, that'd be good.
Because a lot of, you know, it will not end well for those fuckwits.
That's the worrying
part.
Because
they're pals with George Harrison's grandson as
oh,
well.
No. Oh, terrible, terrible. Mr. Pickles, age 90, is a father for the first time.
That's not true.
He's a tortoise.
See, oh, now Mr. Pickles. Oh,
Mr.
Okay.
Pickles, 90 years old, what's, got his first kid.
What's the say? Because tortoises mount each other, don't they? There's a cock.
Meh.
Is that meh. A cloaker?
That's that I can do like the sound.
Birds. Can you birds meh. Just have like a kind of spermy patch they rub together?
As I do.
I was a noise last night. No, sorry, early this morning in my window, and I fucking opened the window. Mm. It was pigeons, wood pigeons. Fucking right at the front.
What is going on?
It's fucking
that was on
the
my
winter.
Window.
They were fucking.
Last night in my window.
It's the same ones.
They live in your house. What is happening?
Why do wood pigeons fuck? It's a winter. What are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't.
Because feral pigeons can produce young all year.
Right.
Because they produce a crop milk.
Yeah.
Gross. So I don't know. Do wood pigeons, can they do that?
I don't know. I don't keep up on the pigeon, but I know they were fucking on my window
last
night as well.
While we're not paying attention to them, they're fucking up to shit.
Yeah.
Just saying. Right.
Watch out for them.
Mr. Pickles. 90, that's quite a young tortoise then.
It's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Because the tortoise that Darwin had,
still
that's still going.
Oh, fuck, that's wild.
It's crazy, yeah. The
I read one.
Yeah.
Best tortoise story. A family lived in this house, and they'd lived in this house. It was a family house. They'd lived in it forever. Mm-hmm. And when they like in the wartime, they'd had a tortoise,
mm-hmm.
and it had went missing. They thought a fox had eaten it or something. And generations had still been living in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who'd had this tortoise as a kid was an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing up the house. He was moving out and his children were moving in. And one of his great-grandchildren or that was down in the garden, found this fucking tortoise. And they took it in. And it still had his name on it. It was his fucking tortoise.
That's crazy.
That had been missing for generations.
We had a tortoise.
Uh-huh.
It's a kid.
Uh-huh.
This is someone had died. And we got the tortoise.
Got the tortoise, yeah.
It gone.
It should still be alive, this tortoise.
It was gone. Right, okay. It was sad.
Uh-huh.
6 months later,
uh-huh.
my dad goes, come out here. It was living up on the top of the tree. It had climbed up the tree and been sitting on the it was sitting in the branches.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
How does a tortoise climb a tree?
They climb trees. A tortoise can climb
you're
a tree.
You're so full of shit. Your dad said, come here, son. And
it's a tortoise.
Fuck off.
No, because we could tell, because it uh-huh. had a bunch uh-huh. of resin uh-huh. holding it together at one point. Uh-huh. But anyway.
It was up a tree,
it was
it?
Up a tree.
What was it? That sounds, uh-huh.
It climbs trees.
You're so full of shit.
They climb trees.
Oh, that's what they do.
The thing is, right? Wait a minute. I tell you things that are complete lies, and you go, oh, really? Then I tell you the truth, and you go, fucking liar. It was up a tree no, 6 months
it?
Later,
was,
and it lived for years and years, and then just one day it disappeared again.
It disappeared. It swam away, jumped into the Tees,
flew.
Probably an iceberg.
It climbed the tree, and it was living on top of the tree.
It's got the right feet for it, doesn't it?
The tree was covered in ivy. They climb them. It's no problem. It would climb the ivy all the time. You'd have to take it off it.
Climb the ivy.
Yeah, anyway. Uh-huh. It's true.
Uh-huh.
DNA of Beethoven revealed he probably died of cirrhosis of the liver and had hepatitis B. None of that surprises me.
No. Wild kind of guy.
A wild guy. Footage
uh-huh.
of the deepest ever fish recorded at 27,000 349 feet.
Is it my goldfish I flushed in the toilet?
If you brought that up, it would explode to bigger than this room.
The blobfish and all that.
Yeah, it doesn't
stuff.
Look like that.
No, it doesn't look like that.
It's just people fuck it up and go, oh, it's ugly. You would look that way as well.
It would look like some of those deep. I love all that shit.
I love it.
They put a dead whale, they sunk it down mm-hmm. to the bottom of the ocean and set up cameras, and the stuff that appears is just fucking
and the
wild.
The majority of it I've never seen before. Just things appear.
Because all these animals, it's so vast and so dark. You've got to be, if you bump into stuff, you've got to be able to eat it. You've got to either fuck mm-hmm. it or eat it. Because oh. it'll weeks Dundee. Without bumping into anything. The anglerfish are the best ones because the male swims up and then they become
oh, they all join
attached.
Together.
And, yeah.
Well, the one I like is the footage of that octopus that has the giant. It looks like legs, doesn't look like, and it's like a giant spider just floating.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Weird stuff, amazing stuff. The Dalai Lama
uh-huh.
apologises for asking a boy to suck his tongue.
I think he may have some issues wrong with him.
Do you think he's age is catching up?
Yeah, I think
he's an absolute arse as well. He's a prick. And I would call him it to his face.
He's one of these... I'm very distrustful of people that's kind of got a guru vibe.
The thing is, right...
Namaste. He lives quite well, the Dalai.
He lives very well in the hills in LA.
And it's a nonsense. He's an educated man. Yeah. He knows he's not the reincarnation of fuck all.
And if he got Tibet back, he wants to put it back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. No, fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
Because there's a lot of lama. There's a Punchen Lama. There's a lot of lamas. Mm-hmm. But I think the Punchen Lama, the Chinese authorities got a hold of him as a kid.
Yeah.
It's still bothering.
I saw when I was in, Durbar Square in Kathmandu, and we're having lunch and looking down. There's TV cameras, thousands of people, and there's this carriage, and it's a new goddess. And she's a wee girl that's taken out of a village.
Take out from the
she farm. Doesn't get to see her family until she's 12 or something again.
No,
she's
it's
only
weird.
What the fuck? So,
but he allows himself. Kim, but as soon as Bob Geldof meets somebody, I lose all faith.
Oh yeah.
Bono, Ken, if you have Bono in the house, Ken, he's a. I'm not saying the Dalai Lama is as bad as fucking Mother Teresa.
No,
but Mother Teresa was like that. But everyone met her. No, she's wonderful.
She was great. She was
a piece of shit.
Phantom of the Opera,
Michael Crawford,
finally closes after 13,981
What's happened? It's
binned
it.
Nobody goes anymore.
Nobody's going.
This is the first time in the last 40 years that...
There's a few of the big ones closing.
What do you call them?
Cats, is that still going?
Weber, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It doesn't have any.
Doesn't have a show on.
I hate that cunt.
Do you know why he has the shows on?
He looks like a blobfish.
He owns the theatres.
Yeah.
That's how he has shows on.
He flew back from America because he's in the House of Lords. He flew back from America to vote against a thing, vote for a thing that would have cut wages or cut benefit.
What a piece
there was
of fucking
did,
shit.
And you thought that animated you so much you had to come back to the country. He's one of these cunts that says, oh, if Labour get in power, I'm leaving the country. Yeah, like what?
What a dick. Can't stand him.
Remember his wife at the time, her with the funny cheeks?
And the teeth.
Aye.
Yeah, Starship Trooper.
No, Michael Crawford, I've never seen... The thing is, people get snippy about all that musicals, but they're populist stuff. That's what their whole point is.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems to be musicals all have to be tied into, like, ABBA or something. They like attire. They like contemporary songs.
But let's just think about some of these musicals.
They're all terrible.
Starlight Express.
Yeah.
Where people are on roller skates and they're trains.
Idiotic.
It's completely
cats is
stupid.
People who are cats.
They're cats.
Phantom of the Opera. What's other? Evita, was that him as well?
Don't think so.
No,
was
that
Tim? Was
him.
That was Tim Rice.
Tim Rice is a prick as well.
They're all pricks.
Yeah.
Anyone that does musicals,
I'm not a fan of musicals. Cape Ross went to see Lord of the Rings musical and I've spoken to this before, but he says someone tapped him the shoulder, it was an orc.
Oh, people dressed
and it's
up.
Running about and but it was the whole three films in one musical. But because of logistics and fucking budget, it was the shit bits. The Prancing Pony, there was about an hour and a half of that.
We couldn't have, like, battles of tens of thousands and that, in those Ephelumps or whatever they're called. You can't have that.
The Flubbalubbalumps.
The Flubbalumps.
Mr. Flubbalubbagus.
So stupid. The whole Lord of the Rings. Now, there's books that could be burnt.
Oh, God, yes.
Willie Nelson turned 90.
Fucking hell. He's a chilled kind of fucker, isn't
but
he?
But he's sharp. He's...
Yeah.
It's like Shatner.
A lot of dope.
Shatner's hitting 100 and he's sharp as fuck.
Sharp as fuck. Fat as fuck.
Fat as fuck. Doesn't care.
Shatner doesn't look like a man that smoked. He likes to eat.
Yeah, I'm going to get a wig. I think the wig does
he's
it.
He drowned
keeps your brains
drowned
in.
Drowned a wife in the swimming pool, so.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But Nelson would be a nice guy, I think.
Yeah.
Good songwriter.
I saw Snoop Dogg. Snoop's smoking with him and Snoop's going, fuck, dude, slow down.
Snoop stopped smoking.
What?
I think he stopped smoking.
Oh.
I think the doctor said
this is a health scare
for you.
Yeah.
He'll live a good old age, old Snoop.
I like Snoop. He's good.
Yeah.
Have you seen him when he landed at Glasgow Airport?
Did you like he made all that porn films? So you can hire a porn film and it's women fucking in that. But he stood there. I don't think he's taking part, but
he just
he's just
waves.
Imagine you watch your VR pornography and it was a Snoop Dogg number. and you're just there and amongst the queef and that, and everything's going on, and you just look, and there's Snoop Dogg sat next to you.
Or Chris Shadwin's just standing in the background at the window waving. You go, oh, I feel like I can't.
I'm just not watching gonna, you.
I'm not going to do this anymore. Children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
A couple of children were born in the UK with the DNA from three people. And it was to get rid of a DNA, a problem with it. But they used three people to create. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Science, isn't it good?
Science, yep.
Okay. Nepali Sherpa, Kami Rita Sherpa, 53, climbed Everest for the 27th time. 27 times. I got to the point that wasn't at the bottom. I was below the bottom and I was fucked. It was hard to get there.
That's wild.
27 times.
Must be nuggets. That's DNA as well. That's you've got an advantage living there.
Yeah, very much so.
You're just born at that altitude.
But Jesus, that's tough.
That's phenomenal. Those people are not. So many of them die as well.
Yeah, but there's a great documentary.
They drag people off, and some Chinese woman, they took her off and she didn't even thank them, didn't even give them a tip.
Crazy. No, it's like, it's tough, but I think now they're fully insured and there's pensions and everything for the Sherpas and the guides. But that's only recent.
Okay.
Once you stopped, you had to go and get another job and you can't do it forever. But 53-year-old, 27 times, I couldn't imagine it.
Tough people. We just need to look at them, they're tough.
Fuck. Tough as fuck.
There's been a lot of...
great sense of humour, had a great laugh with
him. There's a guy who's been coming into my work and he looks like Robin Williams with a ponytail. Oh. But I think he's a Ukrainian guy. But he seems to have set himself up as like meter and greeter for people coming to Dundee, immigrants. And he specialises in people from Eastern Europe. And there was a lot of like Turkmenistanis came in.
Right.
And they are fucking tough looking people, Turkmenistanis.
They're tough.
Getting the cheekbones and they're just...
like me.
But quick to laugh, can we speak to them? Mm-hmm. Dead nice, but quiet, reserved kind of people. But fucking nuggets. Tough.
I started watching Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
And I discovered something.
What?
Cheekbones. Watch it with your eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
Because Cillian Murphy sounds exactly like Robin Williams.
Oh, dear.
Through the whole film. Watch the trailer. Watch a clip.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, and it's Robin Williams being Oppenheimer, and it takes an edge off it.
Who is it that Miley Cyrus sounds like again?
Diarrhea.
No, yeah, but she sounds like some other person, and once you hear it, you can't unhear.
Oh, no, that's, it was my girlfriend discovered something.
Yeah.
Because she was listening to Steve-O.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? She was listening to Steve-O.
It's an internet thing. It's been
and
on.
She turned around and it wasn't Steve-O.
No.
It was Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg and Steve-O.
Oh.
You can't tell them apart.
Jeez.
So
that's weird.
Go and listen to Steve-O and then Whoopi Goldberg and close your eyes and you won't, even though you know who you're listening to, you'll start doubting it.
Oh, the one with Miley Cyrus and the
Who's
diarrhea.
Miley Cyrus?
So
who
good.
Is it?
It's somebody.
It's Miley Cyrus and diarrhea sound the same. She has a...
voice is ruined.
And even her singing, they do the best to try and
but
make this listenable.
She just busts her voice.
It's just wrecked.
Aye.
Just wrecked. But it's pretty bad.
I saw a picture of her pishing in a car park, and I think it was for an album cover. I think she was still working for Disney at the time.
Disney's done. I think they're gone. I think
they've overextended themselves.
They're finished.
That Disney Plus has just fucked
their
them,
parks.
Think.
One of their parks, I think, is at the Florida one or something. That's
shut. Amazing how they just, you don't know what the public are just going to lose interest in.
Too big to fail. There's
like,
no such thing.
People that did Morris dance, must have thought, Ken, people are getting Morris dance forever. It's just so wonderful.
It's part of the culture. It's lovely.
Part of the culture.
Nobody does it.
Nobody's
Nobody does
doing it.
But things end.
I watched a thing on the bowls, skin the green bowls.
Yeah.
That is the most. I used to watch it. My grandmother sometimes on. I'd sit and watch it. That's the most skillful sport I've ever seen in my life.
Right across from this building.
Yeah.
We've got it here. Why don't you join?
Yeah, I might join.
There's nobody under 70.
I think maybe you should join because of the women. No, but the guy pulled off this shot. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. I don't know how he did it.
Do you remember it was the Scottish team were in curling 20-odd years ago.
It pulled off a wonder shot.
And they pulled off a wonder shot. And I don't watch sports. And I don't. But for some reason, I turned it on and it was on. By then, I go, yeah, cunts, fucking, ah! I was
I like
kicking the dog. I was so excited.
I like that Rona lassie. She's got a right northeast face.
She has a right tatty head.
Right northeast face.
But I was so excited.
But it looks
that
like
was thrilling.
It'd be quite fun. I've never liked 10-pin bowling. It's just annoying.
Maybe that's stupid. That's
annoying.
Not a sport. It's not
just
a game.
Annoying,
yeah.
Man. But like the boat, I might just, you're right, I might nip along.
Give it a look.
I've got a bonnet, I'll actually wear my bonnet along.
And you always see in the second hand place or the auctions, because when the old
set
people die, there's a set of bowls always.
Get yourself a set of bowls.
They're always there for
just
like
go along.
Tenor.
You, did you enjoy Cilla Black singing? Thank you for being my friend.
Right, okay. So now you send me a lot of things and I go, you fucking weirdo. Yeah. You sent me a picture of Jabba the Hutt twerking. I was annoyed.
Did you see the woman eating a banana?
The banana incident.
She's a competitive eater. How did she manage to do that? I'm still perplexed.
It was impressive. Now, you sent me something and I went, oh, what's this? And it was Cilla Black singing the theme to Golden Girls.
Jesus, it was awful, wasn't it?
And I was so angry. I said to you, I want to fight you. And I meant it. I calmed down.
She was so terrible. I really wish Cilla Black was still alive.
So we could actually just
Mocha.
Point out you're a piece
you're
of shit.
Shit.
You're rubbish.
But she's a terrible, terrible singer. The worst.
Even in that.
Jane McDonald's better.
Did you put that up on Twitter?
I did. I don't think so.
Put it up on
My
Twitter.
My brother saying that to me.
It's brutal.
But that's not her worst one. She does like, I think she sings.
I feel attacked by your brother.
She sings the Smiths. She does a Smiths number. Panic in the Street. So.
Oh, she's just awful. And she walks like she's...
In her hair.
Using the XT900 tampon. And that's... it's just...
When I hear Cilla Black sing,
yeah,
I wish somebody'd shot the Beatles earlier.
Yeah.
Again, just when they're coming out of the Cavern Club, just shot them.
No one would have went in to get the hatchet.
No Cilla Black.
No Cilla Black. None
but
of
just
the,
any
loads
old
of bands
shit for Liverpool at the time just got dragged along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Philip Schofield. He happened this year.
Aye.
And thankfully
I really dislike Philip Schofield because he stole the cage off me, not the cube.
The cube idea
the cube
from
idea
you.
From me. Don't know how he did it, but he did it.
But you sent in your idea for a show.
Yeah, he did it.
And it appears on TV.
Mysterious,
yeah, mysteriously.
Mysterious.
Stupid thing. Don't send any ideas.
I'm just saying. But if you look at it, what Schofield my judgment of him was clouded because I hate the cunt.
Mm-hmm.
But what he actually did was very small potatoes.
I understand, yeah.
The kids never, not a kid, he's an adult man now, but he never came forward to say anything. Horrible's happened.
But I think within the industry, he was loathed.
I think he was, but
and
yeah.
this was a way to get
I know,
him out.
But there's a lot of horrible people in the industry.
Yeah.
Being a cunt is not illegal.
But I think there was a war going on, and it was between him and Holly Willoughby.
I think they were wanting rid of her as well, though.
Do you?
Yeah. They've got rid of the two of them.
They're gone now.
I think they were just doing too demanding. But what Philip Schofield did, there's an element of like gay panic about it. So I'm kind of defending him
a little bit. There is that, but I think it was beyond...
People done worse stuff.
No, I think it was beyond that. I think there was more going on.
Yeah.
He's just
but nothing
prick.
Else has come out. The information I have, he fell in love with a twink.
A child.
Was the kid a child?
When he first met him,
yeah. It's a bit queasy.
It's very queasy.
But the laddies never come forward. Give that kid his due. He could have made some serious cash.
Yeah.
Doing the circuit.
He still
should. But Schofield's fucking paid him off. It's like old Hugh. He's left the BBC.
Yeah, because he was...
You know what he was doing again? You know?
Yeah.
People have done worse stuff and they're still on the telly.
You have.
GB News.
Surgeons.
Peter Andre joined GB News.
Jesus.
I think
Christ.
He's maybe too thick to realise what he's done.
I don't think he's the brightest.
No,
I really don't think he has confidence. I'm just a dad. I'm just a caring, lovely guy. But I think I think he's been doing a bit of freediving.
Maybe watch. Kim and I'm getting, if I've had a job interview, I do a bit of research of the company before I'd start.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Ken, all he had to do was kind of watch GB News,
and
give it an afternoon, go, maybe this isn't for me.
They don't, you know, brown immigrants, but I think he's now the face of that. Surgeons complete the first eyeball and partial facial transplant. Did you see it? The face came off the eye and put on someone else.
Someone else's eye.
It was electrocuted in that, yeah. No. And it's all going
to
be working.
And can they see? Yes. They've managed to attach all those nerve endings. He's no got a terrific vision. You'll probably see. Is it more like a cosmetic thing?
I don't think so.
Does it move about in the socket?
I don't know. It's all early days, but kind of exciting.
Wow.
Things are moving on.
I think eyes are going to be. When we go cyborg, I think eyes will probably be the first thing.
I've just remembered something I need to tell you.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what?
Tonight was the party I was going to. But it's Butler Fest, so I was able to go. I can't make it. I'm so sorry.
Can you not go to the party?
No, I'll be at Butler Fest because I'll be talking to everyone in the chat, as you will be. 9 o'clock tonight.
What chat? In Twitter?
Not Twitter. It's on YouTube.
Oh, is there a chat there?
There's a chat at the
side. I've never commented on a YouTube
video. Well, please do, because everyone would love to see you. They're all going to turn up to talk to you.
Do I have to watch the film as well?
No, you can just watch us. We've seen the film. You can just be there as people are talking. 9 o'clock. Don't fucking start. Now, Butler Fest, 9 o'clock tonight, YouTube on Folk in Scotland.
It's going to be no hold barred, I'm telling you.
Well, say what you want. I'm going to say exactly what
I bloody want.
Another thing about this year, which has really fucking annoyed me.
What is it?
More UFO bullshit.
I'm a
whistleblower. No, you're not. You've got permission to say some things and not others. That's not a whistleblower.
That operative guy, his face
bullshit.
It's black ops.
Clearly lying.
It's bullshit. It's
nonsense.
Misinformation.
Yeah.
They're up to capers,
lazy.
All the big powers are playing me some mad shit.
Yeah. And they're going, you know what? We need to get this shit flying this year. Right. And it's going to, right, okay, UFOs.
Because what's America got? Because there's a stealth bomber, but that's the stealth bomber's the 90s.
They were designed in the 70s.
So what the fuck are they flying
about?
Have
you seen what was designed in the 50s and was flying in the 60s? The Blackbird.
Yeah.
It looks like it's from space.
Yeah. So it's unmanned stuff they're flying about.
Absolutely,
with.
Absolutely.
And then unmanned, you have no issues with G-force or that. The thing
you don't
will just
know
do
what
whatever
you could
it wants.
Be flying. Exactly.
Do whatever it wants. I know there's a thing, it looks like a small space shuttle, and it's up there. It just goes up and it's up there for years.
And they're away to launch another one now, and a different version of that. And there's, loads of.
Yeah.
And if that's what they're showing you, of course there's stuff in it.
Of course
there's
stuff.
About.
Fascinating.
But I just hate how people are saying, this is it. We've got proof. We've got videos. No, we don't. You've got a blur.
Yeah.
You've got a blur. You've got a duck that's been followed from a plane.
Yeah.
Literally, you can see it flapping, but
people
want to see this shit.
These people are experts. They're pilots. Pilots get confused all the time.
Everyone
pilots crash planes all the time. Mm-hmm. There's pilots who are upside down. They don't know it. There's wild stuff happens.
That's right.
Depth in that is very fucking confusing for everyone.
Other day, I come out of the house and there's another light. And I'm going, that's amazing.
Oh, okay.
And it's really bright. It's a star. It's not a planet. It's a star. It was on the horizon. And I was like, oh, shit, that's great. But for a moment, you're like, It's lower than the houses.
They're coming for me.
It wasn't. It's just
me.
The angle and it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, bullshit. Yeah. I want bullshit. I want UFOs to be real. I want some information. I want to see what it is. If there's something. But what we're getting at the moment is the Corbels,
the
Naps.
But they let all the frauds in.
They let them all in. They're all sitting there.
And the minute they're in, that gives them fucking cred.
Yeah. No, don't like it.
Research. Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, God. If I have to watch Skywalker.
Do they need to be wearing full tactical stuff in
Skywalker?
They've
all got guns in that in case a skinwalker. Fuck off. Nothing happens there.
Not a damn thing.
Okay. Crew on a plane discover a window is missing on a US-bound jet at 13,000 feet after a passenger noticed it was colder and noisier than usual.
A window,
one of the wee windows. It wasn't even in there, so they went, it's a bit cold, so they put the shutter down. So they're flying at height going, fucking freezing, what's this noise? Cabin crew, what's that? Shh! Turn the plane around, nobody noticed.
Had it fallen out?
I don't know. I'd have to have removed it and forgot to put it back.
These things happen.
13,000 feet, you're getting chilly.
You seen the one of the pilot that got sucked out the front of the plane?
Oh, and the guy's holding him?
Guy's just holding him by his feet.
Unbelievable.
And they thought he was dead.
Uh-huh.
But they thought if we let him go, he'll fly into the engine.
I had to hold on to
him. So 20 minutes he's hanging out the top of the plane. And he got frostbite and damaged eye, but he's recovered. He recovered fully.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was just one of the cabin crew just went, and grabbed his feet.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Crazy stuff.
Wild.
It's like that plane that was, I think it was Hawaii. It was going to Hawaii or something. And the top of it blew off and everyone's just sitting there. I don't know if anyone was taken out, but the top of it came right off, big chunk in the middle. That would have been wild.
I wouldn't enjoy that. There's a famous one where a plane came barreling into the runway and crashed. Mm-hmm. And the emergency crew went down thinking they were dead.
They went through the foam.
But there was people standing there, and the emergency crew thought they were like rubberneckers to see what was happening. It was the people from the plane. So many people survived.
It was a plane crash a few years ago, and the thing was covered in foam. And when the emergency vehicles went over, one of the survivors in the foam killed them. So it's fucking horrible. I don't mind flying.
It's awful.
It's the safest way to travel.
Airports are terrible environments. They're stressful.
Airports are shit. They really are.
There's a woman, I think she's on the spectrum, autistic lady, and she is the world expert on slaughterhouses.
Okay.
And she, it's weird. She managed to understand, she's very empathetic towards animals that's about to be slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And she realised there's a way to have a slaughterhouse so the cows are very calm. You can
hypoxia.
She'd went to a slaughterhouse and the cows were all panicking, were having loads of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a plastic bag near the entrance they were going into that was rattling about and it was freaking them out. And she laid it out in this more humane fashion.
They should
do that in airports.
Well, it's like hypoxia when you see people training to be pilots and they're in a pressurised container. And they're going to them, right, take it off. And they're like, if you don't put that mask on, you're going to die. And they go, yay.
Yeah.
They're all happy. And they're like, they put the mask on them. They're like, you just die happily.
Yeah.
With a sense of euphoria.
Is that why they give you the gas? They just overdo you in oxygen?
No, that gives you, you've only got a minute of oxygen with these things when it comes down.
Okay.
But it gives enough time for a pilot to descend. Okay. They can descend in an emergency. It's not a long time.
No.
And they tell you, when it drops down, put it on you first before anyone else. Genuinely, you have a second to put it on. If you do that, by the time you get it to someone else, you're out.
It may be better.
So put it on.
Remember that golf guy, his jet? And
it was just flying for ages. Yeah, they were all dead.
Everyone was dead on it. Yeah.
They were all dead. And they could tell that because it was climbing, then dropping, then climbing and dropping.
But they weren't dead. They're all unconscious.
Unconscious.
Did they shoot it down?
No, it crashed in the field.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
Couldn't get them back. Oh. God, that was a cheery end. Listen, that was the year in review.
It was. I don't think it was a vintage year by any means. Maybe one of the worst.
It was. I am feeling better today
after
my illness.
Okay.
And I have been ill since March.
It's been good.
And you're like, hell.
You've not mentioned it.
Irritating.
You've been very stoic.
Do you know why? The worst part about it, it's not been ill. It's just been fucking irritating.
To be honest with you, Thomas, at your age, this is pretty much it.
COVID and then this is pretty much it.
You're not going to get... Good days are going to be limited from now on.
This month,
uh-huh.
I've got to go up on the 28th.
You're going to be your arsehole again.
No. This is not my arsehole.
The DM me privately and says, could you please stop?
No. People love it. I'm getting my kidney stones looked at.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Because they're giving me jip.
You can get a pair of cufflinks made.
I don't think anything will come out of it because they're still small. They just wait till they pass. I'm getting an ultrasound this month.
Okay.
And I've got to go up with a full bladder.
A full bladder.
Which is difficult.
Full bladder. That's going to be fun.
You've got to hold it.
Just
Drink
a big glass of Lucozade. Big fizzy Lucozade.
Have a drink. As you go into a waiting room and they have drinks for you. Does anyone need to pee?
I'm suddenly wanting a pish.
And you're like that, and they get lots of drinks and that. But I'm not getting the pee test, I'm not getting anything. I'm just getting the ultrasound this month.
Okay.
That's it. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
The Germans like that, better. Don't they?
What?
Champagne lovers, they call them.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
That's how Chris Butler keeps his hair so shiny.
I could believe it.
The urine.
Very thick.
Thick mane, isn't it?
So, Butlerfest tonight, and we start with the classic Geostorm. Now, just to explain to you again, as I've had to explain it a few times.
You have to do it a few times.
Get the film, you have to rent it or get it for free somewhere, I don't care, and watch it on one screen, and then on the other screen, we'll have a little frame, and you match them up at the start. If it's 1 second in or whatever, we'll do a 3-2-1, press play on one screen, and we're going, obviously, on the other one. And you can watch us react to what you're watching. It sounds very complex, but it's not. But we can't do it any other way because of copyright. We can't do it any other way.
Yeah.
You just watch along with us.
It'd be easier. You think fair usage would allow us to just do it.
Just watch the whole thing.
Do it.
But now we have a TV here. And we'll be getting a bigger one actually as well.
Oh.
But we'll have a TV here. Uh-huh. Celluloids is coming back and we're leaving it until we get Butlerfest out of the way. And then we'll do a film a month where we'll just watch it. And this will be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You watch it along with us.
If you wish.
If you wish. But if it'll be wish. Ideal. If you watch wish. Along with
if
us.
If you wish.
And you can get, and that will,
if you wish.
And the full version of that will be available on Patreon.
Wow.
But these, Butlerfest is for everyone.
It's for the whole world.
This is for the whole world to
We've
come
got
along.
The whole world.
Because next year,
uh-huh.
Butler will be here watching
oh,
with
he'll
us.
Be here. He's a, no, I've heard he's going to be watching this.
That's wonderful.
He may not comment because he's shy.
He's a
very shy guy.
Reserved.
He's reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all had a good year. And
I know. No, but we've got more to come before
there's
the end
more to
of the
come.
Year.
We've still got more to come, but we've got stuff.
Well, maybe
to do.
We're a wee bit premature.
Yeah, but I wrote it down.
Yeah, okay.
So if I wrote it
there's
down,
no
it's got to be
you.
Done.
No
I mean, but we're on the what's it? It's the 8th already, man.
Well,
we're getting on. Until next time, later.
Ta ta.